civil rights groups and Arab and Muslim organizations say they will gather tomorrow in Washington in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. They're rallying against new anti-terrorism measures, which they believe erode civil liberties. Organizers say this alliance of Muslims, Arabs, and African Americans can help fight racial profiling, but the collaboration is delicate. The groups have long been wary of each other. From Detroit, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Estimates of the number of people of Arab descent in the country range from 1 to 3 million. Until September 11th, they could go largely unnoticed in most parts of the United States. Ahmad Hamad says now it's a different story. He's the Midwest Regional Director of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. And Hamad says Arabs and Muslims have filed hundreds of complaints, charging that they have been systematically harassed because of the way they look.
Racial profiling very often used to be seen as driving while you're black. And maybe as of 1996 and up, and now after the September 11, it's no longer the case. It's been added to it, which is driving while you're black, flying while you're Arab.
The first wave of Arab immigrants during the turn of the last century worked to assimilate. Newer immigrants retained more ethnic consciousness and sought a louder political voice. Now some Arab Americans, many of them Muslim, seek protection from profiling and other issues affecting minority groups. In the aftermath of September 11th, traditional civil rights groups like the NAACP have rushed to defend them. Reverend Wardell Anthony, president of the Detroit chapter, says the group is very concerned about the loss of civil liberties.
You have the government using this occasion to say now that we must tap your phone lines, tap your cell phones, go into your email, read your web pages, detain you on the basis of just how you look and not what you have done. It is a very, very serious situation for America.
There have been previous collaborative efforts between Arab Americans, Muslims, and African Americans. The presidential runs of Jesse Jackson in the 1980s supported a Palestinian state. Arab Americans supported divestiture in South Africa during apartheid. However, relations between the two groups have sometimes been contentious, especially in Detroit. While more than 80% of Detroit's population is African American, the metro area's Middle Eastern population is sizable. It's often called the largest outside the Middle East. There are Muslims and Christians, and they own most of Detroit's convenience stores and gas stations.
So this is where a lot of the conflict and tension arises.
Reverend Horace Sheffield is the Michigan head of civil rights activist Al Sharpton's National Action Network. Last summer, Sheffield urged African Americans to buy only at black-owned gas stations to protest what he says is the arrogant and disrespectful attitude of Arab merchants towards black consumers. He can rattle off grievances and says one of the most publicized incidents occurred in 1999 when a black man was beaten to death by two immigrants from Yemen at a gas station. Although the National Action Network is co-sponsoring tomorrow's rally, Sheffield says until he sees more Arab Americans supporting black issues, their collaboration will be short-lived.
I don't mind coming to the aid of the issue of profiling. I think there's been a tremendous threat to our civil liberties. And I think that goes beyond the Arab community. I think that, you know, something that potentially can affect me, for example, in the work that I do, speaking out as I do. But I think that, you know, for that to happen, don't expect me to support your issues and you have no support for ours.
The Detroit NAACP has issued a similar statement. But Nasser Baydoun, head of the American Arab Chamber of Commerce, says problems between merchants and customers are more of an exception than the norm. However, Baydoun admits Arabs and Muslims and African Americans do need to work together more.
Unfortunately, we have a lot of dialogue, but we've seen little commitment or follow through.
Imam Abdullah Alamin heads the Muslim Center in Detroit. An African American and Orthodox Sunni Muslim, he leads a group of African Americans and immigrants in prayer. Alamin says the center is evidence of the bond between African Americans and Arabs in the Muslim community.
So we see our role as really trying to be a group that can bring some balance and some peace, some understanding to this whole thing, and sort of like bridge the gap.
Activists say the different populations are fighting the same battle. Coming together may be slow, but tomorrow's rally may help speed the process as national leaders speak out on racial profiling and threats to civil liberties. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Detroit.